Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Continuing Be'ezus Hashem on the bottom of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a brisa. Tanya, Hamafkir es Sadeu kol shloishes yomim yochol lachzer boy, bikan ve'eloch ein yochol lachzer boy. Somebody who's mafkir their field, Chazal gave him 3 days that he can be choizer from his maisa hefker. He can change his mind. After 3 days, he can no longer change his mind. The Brisa continues, Omer tehe sada zumuf keres liyoyim echad, l'shabes achas, l'choydish echad, l'shona achas, l'shavua achas, ad shaloi zochaba, bein hu bein acher yochal achzer boy. Misha zochaba, hu bein hu bein acher ein yochal achzer boy. So the Brisa says at the end, if somebody's mafkir, his sada, for a specific amount of time, so then the halacha changes. Then the halacha is, until somebody is zoiche in his field, he can change his mind. After the person is zoiche in it, he can no longer change his mind. So legabi, the ratio of this brisa that says that somebody who's mafkir his field, he has 3 days to change his mind, then he can no longer change his mind. We have lechayra 3 different shitas in Rishonim. What is the pshat in this brisa? What is the kavan of the brisa? The Ran learns that he has 3 days to be choizer from this hefker, and even if within the 3 days somebody comes and somebody's zeiche in the hefker and makes a kinyan on it, still the Ran says it's not too late for the original bialim to be choizer on his hefker and he gets the chayfetz back. The Ran brings a raya to this from the sefer of the brisa. Since the brisa says the heisad zumuf keres liyoyim echad l'shabes achas l'choidish echad l'shana achas l'shavu achas ad shaloi zochar ba bein hu bein acher yochol lachzor boy mishezochar ba bein hu bein acher ein yochol lachzor boy. The sefer's mashma that the whole thing is totally on if somebody's zoich in it. Once somebody's zoich in it, so now he loses his chance to be koin it. Mashaikin, the reisha's mashma, that it's not totally on other people being zoich in it. It's just totally on 3 days. Mashma, even if somebody else is zoich in it, he still has 3 days. Because in contracts to the Seifa, that's how it's mashma. Because the Seifa says, once somebody's zoich in it, it doesn't matter how long. He lost it. He can't be chayzer anymore. In the reisha, it's mashma that it's not totally on when a person is zeichen, it's just totally on 3 days. Therefore, the Ran brings a raya that even if somebody else is zeichen in his karka after he was mafkirit, still it's not too late for the bailim to be chayzer on the maisa hefker. The Ran explains the reason why Chazal made such a takana was because there were people that were taking advantage of the din hefker of the field, because the Torah says that if somebody's koina a field from hefker, he's potter from chumas and maisers. So therefore, people were being mafker their fields and then going back and being re-koina them in order to potter themselves from chumas and maisers. So therefore, Chazal came and said that anybody who's mafker their field, it takes 3 days for the din hefker to kick in. So mainly, even if somebody else comes and he's zoich in it, so it doesn't matter. The din hefker is not chal. The Ran speaks out. It would have been enough just to say that if he himself is recoined within the 3 days, so then the din hefker is paka, and it's as if he's being koina a field that's his own. It's not. It doesn't have a din that he's being koina mina hefker. But if somebody else goes ahead and he's koined, so inechinami they're koined from hefker and they're takapata from eiser. That would have been enough to take care of lechayra of this problem of a person being mafka the field and being reacquiring it. Only the Ran says there's 2 reasons why Chazal couldn't do that. One reason is because if other people were allowed to be koinit, then the one who was mafkirit, he wouldn't listen to Chazal. He wouldn't believe them. How could it be that somebody else, Reuven goes and he's koinit my fields from hefker, he's potter from chumas and maishas because it has a din that he's koinit the fields from hefker. But if I myself reacquire my fields from hefker, then it's called that it's not hefker. How could it be that it's hefker lagabe him and it's not hefker lagabe me? Lo yitachin davar kazeh, he won't be shomei. So therefore Chazal had to say it's not hefker for anybody. This field is not considered hefker until 3 days. After 3 days, the Ran says, they were not choshish anymore because a person who leaves his field hefker for 3 days, so it's already a long time, and we're not choshish anymore that a person will leave his field hefker for such a long time, just al das, in order to reacquire it. The other reason the Ran says why we had to say that other people also can't be koina mina hefker is because we're actually choshish that he was so, it was such a harama when he was mafkir his field, that he didn't even mean it, and it's mamish like an umdan demuchach, that he doesn't really mean to be mafkir his field, and really a libud emes, there's no chalais hefker here at all. So therefore, if somebody, even if somebody else would come be kainet, he's going to think he's potter from Chubas and Maestros, and really make her din, he's not. So therefore, for those two reasons, we had to say, even if somebody else is kainet the field from Hefker, also it does not have a din of being kainet from Hefker, and they're chayv in Chubas and Maestros. The Rosh is chaylik on the Ran. He has a different shita. The Rosh holds that he has until 3 days to be chayzer on the Maisa Hefker, but that's only if somebody else doesn't come and coin it first. If somebody else comes and is coin of the field, then he's taka coin it. And not only that, the Rosh adds, he himself can even go and be coin the field from Hefker if he wants, but Torah's being coin it from Hefker. The Chazal said if he wants, he can be choizer, he can change his mind and say, I want the din hefker to be paka. And then the din hefker goes off and he's still chayv and chubas and maestros. But if he himself is zoicha betoiras, I'm being zoicha the fields from hefker, so then who would din him and anybody else who's coined the fields from hefker, betoiras zechiyam in hefker, is going to be potter from chubas and maestros. The Rosh, interestingly enough, brings a raya from the same sefer as the Ran brought a raya to his shita. The Rosh brings a raya to his shita. The Rosh says, what's the raya? It's before the sefer. The sefer says, Tehesa the Zum of Keres, Liyoim Echa. The first case is Liyoim Echa. Liyoim Echa means one day. And still, Afilu Hachi, the Brisa continues, Ad Sheloi Zochaba, Bein Hu Bein Achi Yachal Achzerba, Bisha Zochaba, Bein Hu Bein Achi Ein Yachal Achzerba. It's Mefurish that wants him or somebody else is zeicha in the fields from Hefker, he can no longer be chayzer on it. Even though one of the cases of the reisha is liyoyim echad. Liyoyim echad is only 1 day, it's less than 3 days. So it's muchach that even within the first 3 days, still there's a din that he or other people can come and make a kinyan mina Hefker. What did the Ran do with such a raya? The Ran later on explains that in the seifa of the Braisa, where he made a time limit to his Maisa Hefker. We'll talk about the lumdus of that din Bezer Hashem. But the seifa is talking about where he put out, he was magdil the amount of time that he wants the Hefker to be chal for. The Ran says, and the Rosh is also going to say like this in the Rosh's third explanation over here. The Ran says that when somebody puts a time limit on the Maisa Hefker, so then there's no din that he can be, then we're not choishesh that he's just doing it as a harama. The mail of the whole takanas chachamim of the gimel yomim is not in effect. So Mela, there's no riot. Not now Mela, there's a riot for carrot. The Ran has a riot for carrot. Because since the case of the Seifa is not talking about a case where this takara sachamim was in effect, there is no din of chazara within Shloish Yomim. That's why the Brisa says that if somebody else is zeicha in it, so now it's too late. Mashma in the Reisha, that was the Ranzara we spoke of before in the Reisha, where we do have this din of a three day waiting period after the Maisa Hefker. The din changes, and there, even if somebody else is Zoiche in it first, it's not too late for him to be Choizeh. The Rosh is Madche his Rai in two different ways. His first Techia is that once somebody is Zoiche in it, he can't be Choizeh anymore, is not going back on the case of Yom Echad. It's only going back on the rest of the cases, in which case the Rosh is still being chaylik on the Ran, because the Ran holds that the takana of the gimel yomim doesn't apply bechlal when he's magbil the amount of days, and the Rosh holds it does. The Rosh holds even when he says yom echad, the din that he's allowed to be chayzer is in effect, and that's why the Rosh has to say that the din of ad shalei zochaba is not going back on the reisha, because in the case of the reisha and a chenami, the Rosh holds like the Ran lafi this first dechia, that now we will not say that if somebody else is zoiche in it, he can't be chayzer. He could still be chayzer as long as the 3 day period didn't elapse. And the second dechia the Rosh brings is like the Ran, that maybe we say when a person's magbil, the amount of days of the Maisa Hefker, we don't apply the din b'chlav that he can be chayzer because there's no chashash at all. A third sheet in the sugya, l'chayre, is the sheet of HaRambam. The Rambam says, Rambam's in Hilchus Nedarim Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Zayim. The Rambam writes, HaMafgir es sadeu, v'loi zocha ba'odam, kol shloi shayomim yochol lachzer boy. Achar gimel yomim, eino yochol lachzer boy. So the reisha of the Rambam is the Chayim Mefurish, like the Kesef Misha speaks out over there. That the Rambam says, Dafka in a matzav of loy zacha ba odom, then the Rambam says, kol shloisha yomim yochel achzor boy. Mashma, that if somebody is zeiche ba odom, if somebody would come and be zeiche in the field, even within the first 3 days, then he wouldn't have a schus anymore to be choizer on his maisa hefka. That's Gabi, the machlekas Rosh and the Ran. The Rambam is definitely like the Rosh. The Shaila, which is a little bit controversial in the Rambam, is the next part, which the Kesef Mishnah writes. Kesef Mishnah explains, he writes like this, nearly hachikama, toich gimel yomim, im loy zocho ba odom, yochol lachzor ba, v'havi ki ilu, loy hifkiroi, v'chayeves b'maiser, aval achar gimel yomim, again, within the first 3 days, he can be chayzer, and mele, it's as if he was never mafkir anything, and he's chayev and chubas and maisers, aval achar gimel yomim, afilu zocho ba hu atzmoi, even if he goes and he's koinet, havi kezoicha min hahefker uptura min hamaisa. It's a mashma from the Kesef Mishnah that he's saying that after the first 3 days, even if he himself goes and makes a kinyan in it, as if he's being zoicha min hahefker, he's going to be potter from maisa because he's being koinet from hefker. Even he can do that now after 3 days. It's mashma, but in the first 3 days, that won't work. And that's how the Achrayim learn up in the Kesef Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah says that too. That according to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, within the first three days, even if he would go back and make a kinyan and have in mind, I mean, koyin of this chayvitz mina hefker, still he would not be potter from meiser. It would just go back to the way it was before. He'd be chayv in meiser. Mashenkin, if somebody else comes and he's zeicher from the field within the first 3 days, then that person is going to be potter from the meiser. And after the first 3 days, then even he can go ahead and be koinah from koinah mina hefker, be potter from meiser. It's mamish al derech, how the run we mentioned before spoke out, that Chazal could have made a takana that just he, if he's choizer in the next 3 days, he's going to be chayv in meiser. But anybody else, it will be potter. The run, we gave two explanations why the run said we can't say that. But the Rambam L'chor is going with that pshat of Libet of the Kesef Mishnah, that only kapei him we made this takana, that if he goes and he makes a kinyan in the chayfetz, and he's koinet back, even if his chavana was to be koinet, to pater himself from Trumas and Maizus, he's still going to be chayv. The Lechem Mishnah there brings, he says this is pshat in the Kesef Mishnah, and he asks a kasha from the Rambam in Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, in Perek Hei. The Rambam writes there, Halacha Chof Zayin, Hamafkir es karmoi v'hishkim baboiker. Somebody's mafkir, his vineyard, and then he wakes up early in the morning. V'zochaboy la'atzmoy, and then he's koine back himself. U'botzroy, and then he picks the grapes from it. He's chay, v'peret, u'bo'elus, u'beshichach, u'bepeya, v'chulei. The Rambam continues. And then at the end, the Rambam writes, u'bein kach, potter min ha'maisus, k'moishi yisboyer. Even in the case where he wakes up in the next morning after he's mafkir his field, the Rambam says he's potter from a maestros. According to the Kesef Mishnah, they have a steer in the Rambam. Because the Rambam said that by our Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, the Kesef Mishnah said that he even in the first 3 days, he can't be recoded him in order to potter himself. He's always going to be chayv and shubas and maestros. And over here, it's mashma that he's talking about within the first 3 days, because he says that hishkim b'boiker, it's mashma the next morning. And still the Rambam says he's potter from shumas and maisers. Therefore, the Lechem Mishnah comes out that the Rambam is mamish al derech the Rosh, that even in the first 3 days, he can be rekoinen if he wants and potter himself from maiser, or it could be choizer and just go back to the way it was before that the kolis hefker goes off. The Rosh asks the obvious kasha on his own pshat, which anybody who learns the Rosh, I'm sure everybody who was learning this Rosh was thinking about this kasha. The Rosh says, "V'i kasha l'cha l'fi masha pirashti te'im zocha la'alter b'teiras zechia potter min ha'maiser l'fi my pshat." And what the Lechem Mishnah said alibud to the Rambam, that if he wants, he can be koiner miyad without waiting 3 days and potter himself from maiser. Maya hani chachamim takanosam. So what did the whole takana help? Lamais, at the end of the day, he can still go back and be kind of his payers and potter himself from Meiser, just like he did before the Takana. So, Hamaho Iluha Chami B'Takanosa. The Rosh answers, V'yesh Loimar, Shehu Yare, She'im Hu Yelakeit Mitzad Zeh, Acherem Yelaktu Boy Mitzad Acher. He's afraid, the Rosh says he's afraid, that if he goes back and he's recollecting the fruits in order to reclaim them and be potter from Chumas and Meisers, while he's doing that, somebody's going to come on the other side of his field and start chopping all of his fruits that he was just mafkir. Therefore, he's not going to be mafkir his payers, and he's going to leave them the way they are, and he'd rather have to give chubas and maishus than take the risk of somebody coming and claiming his fruits and taking them away from him. The obvious kasha on this Rosh is the Nesivus HaMishpat asks in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, is also before Chazal's Takana, when he wanted to reclaim his payers, he had to go make a kinyan on them in order to be reclaimed of them, right? Before Chazal's Takana Mi'ikra Din, somebody's mafkir his field, the field's hefker. And he wants to re-coin it. He can't just snap his fingers. He has to go make a kinyan. He has to go start being coined. So before the takana also, l'choira, the Baal HaSada had this same concern. He had the same fear. That while he's going to go and be coined of the field back to potter himself from Chumas and Maisers, somebody else can come and chap it from him. And Afilu Hachi Chazal were concerned that he would Afilu Hachi go ahead and take the risk of being mafgir's field and re-coin it, at the risk of somebody else coming and taking it in order to potter himself from Chumas and Maisers. So what did Chazal do now that they said that if he wants, he can be Choyzer? He can be Choyzer. But Lof Maisa, they still gave him the choice, if he wants, to go be kind of it and potter himself from Maisa. Just like before the Takana, he wasn't afraid of people being Zoich in it. So too, after the Takana also, he shouldn't be afraid. And for the Nesivis, he says like this, that they made a takana like this. This is the Kavanas HaRosh. That after the takana, the only way for him to succeed in being in reacquiring the nechassim in order to patter himself from Truma and Maisers is if he's koina only the payers. Masha'en came before the takana. If he wanted to, he could have just went to the field and made a kinyan on the whole field in one shot. After Chazal's takana, Chazal said if he goes and he makes a kinyan in the whole field in one shot, he makes a kinyan on the field, that shows, that's muchach, that his whole kavana was to potter himself from Chumas and Raishas. He's mafka in the field, and then he's recoined in the field. But kihai gavna, even the Rosh holds, it doesn't work, and he's still chayv in Chumas and Maisers. What the Rosh meant was that if he wants to, he can go make kinyanim on the etzem peiris, the hainu. He can leave the field as a sada shel hefker, and then he goes and he's koine peiris from the sada shel hefker. But kihai gavna, the Siva says, he's mamish like other people. Just like other people come and they make kinyanim in the peiris, and the field blibes hefker. So to the original Baila, if he starts making kinyanim on the payers, we can't say, oh, his whole kavana is just to potter himself from Chumas and Maisers, because he's leaving the field hefker. He's leaving the field hefker. So in Meil Dafka, now there's a chashash that somebody, while he's going through the time, it takes a lot of time to go make an individual kinyan on every single fruit. While he's doing that, he's afraid somebody else is going to come make a kinyan on his field or on the rest of his payers, and Meil, because of that, he's going to back off. He's not going to be mafkir his field in the first place. To summarize what we just said, basically very simple sugya. There's three ikar shitas we shoinim in this halacha of mafkir sadeyu, kol shloisha yomim yachal achzavai. We have the Ran holds that even if somebody makes a kinyan in the first 3 days, he can still be chayzer. We have shita of the Rosh that within the first 3 days, he can only be chayzer, kol zman, that either he or somebody else isn't Zocha Min HaHefker. And then you have the Shittas HaRambam, where it's a Machlokes Kesef Mishnah, the Lech of Mishnah, what's Pshat in the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah said that he himself, within the first 3 days, has no way of being kind of the Paris, but even that it'll patter him from Shubas and Maisers. But other people within the first 3 days could make a kinyan on it to patter themselves from Shubas and Maisers. And he can only be Chayzer, calls mind that somebody doesn't go ahead and make that kinyan. After 3 days, even he can go ahead and chap the field and patter himself from Shubas and Maisers. We had the Kasha of the Rosh who asked Lafi his Pshat, so how did Chazal help the whole Takana? And we brought the teretz of the, and we brought the explanation of the Sivus HaMishpat that came to explain what the Rosh was saying, that even Lafi the Rosh, there's still a difference between his Yecholus and being Koine before the Takana, after the Takana. Before the Takana, if he wanted to, he could be Koine the entire field and potter himself from Meiser, and there's no risk at all in being Mafkir his field, because right away he can go back and be Koine. But after the Takana, he can go ahead and be Koine and potter himself from Meiser, but only one pre at a time. He has to make an individual kinyan on each pri. He can't make one big kinyan on the whole field, and therefore he's choshesh, he's scared that somebody's going to come and make a kinyan in the meanwhile while he's being kind of his payers. The Rosh, at the end of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, writes, through about three lines from the bottom, he writes, Agav ze tiknu bekol hefker sheyuchal lachzer teich shloisha, kol zman sheloi zocha boi acher. The Rosh writes in the Machaneh Ephraim, we're dying this in the Rosh. The Rosh says that Chazal, even though the tam for the takana, even according to the Rosh, according to all the Pashas, all the Rishonim hold, that the reason for this takana, that the person could be chayzer, was like the Ran explained, that we're chayzer for Ramayim that are being mafka their fields of pater from Chumas and Maisers. So the whole din that a person can be chayzer from his from his hefker within 3 days was only by a sada, so it's something which is shaykh shubas and maisus. But the Rosh writes that Chazal Agav, this takana that they made by a sada, that a person could be choizer from his maisa hefker, they said it by all things. That's Shidas HaRosh. The Machane Ephraim was medaik in the Rambam that we read before, and the Rambam brings down this halacha dafka legabi asada. I'll just read you that lashon Rambam again. The Rambam says hamafkir es sadehu v'lo yizacha ba'adam kol shleish yom yachalachzer boy. It's mashal as dafka din in sada. So Machane Ephraim wants to tie that to machlekes here Rosh and Rambam. Tosfos on the page here asks the kasha that according to the Chachamim in the Mishnah that hold that somebody can be mafkir his oichel in order for the mudar to be kind and be able to eat it, if he doesn't have what to eat, if they're baba derech. He asked the kasha that according to this gemara, that the Chazal made a takana, that for three days, the din hefka is not chal, and he's still going to be the bialim of the mammon, of the oichel. So how's it going to work? L'choyre l'fidus takana, it should come out that the mudar hana is being nene from the madir. From Tosfos Kasha, it's also mashma that Tosfos holds like the Rosh, that it's not only by asad, it's also by all food items also are included. There's an interesting Bach in Hilchos Pesach Siman Tav Lamed Daled where he's explaining the nusach of the nusach of Bittel Chametz, and he says that the words that we say ke'afra da ara. He explains why do we say that it should be ka'afra da ara lahoyreis she'ena oisa oisa hefka be din hefka be alma the im kain loy havi hefka kol zman shaloy ba liyad hazoicha. It's not like regular hefka. Regular hefka, it doesn't become hefka until it comes to the hands of the zoicha. Only then it goes out of the rishus of the mafkir, which is the choy very shver, because that's shittus Rabbi Yosi, and we know we pass like the rabbanon. Could be the bach is coming from this. From this gezeira that we're learning now, that says we're learning over here that for 3 days the din hefker is paka and he can be choizer on it, so it's still his rishus for 3 days. But mele, I feel libe the hilchasa comes out that we have to be choishish for this halacha by beer chametz, and that's where he has to speak out lahedya that he doesn't even want it to be his, and he's saying I don't even have the koyach and rishus to be choizer if I want to. We're continuing now in the Braisa of Memdal and Aleph. We'll just read the Braisa again just to clarify it. The Braisa says, Armar tehei sod ezum of keres liyoyim echad. Le Shabbos achas, le Chodesh echad, le Shana achas, le Shavua achas, ad shaloi zochabo, bein hu bein acher, yochol lachzer boi, mishe zochabo, bein hu bein acher, ein yochol lachzer boi. He makes his field hefker for a certain amount of time, and after that time is over, so the field goes back to him. That's what the Rosh says. Look at the Rosh at the top of the Amud. The Rosh says, "Va'achar hazman hazeh im lo yizke bayodom tihi yashelika batchila." It's mavur in the Rosh at the end of the zman where the hefker is over, the mail of the hefker, the field comes back to him. So this brings us to the sugya. Hopefully, we'll just try to bring a few more makayimis about this inyan, about a kinyan being paka by itself. That's what's happening over here. He makes the field hefker. It's a chalois din hefker in the field. And usually, if the hefker, in order for the hefker to be paka, somebody either has to be kind of the hefker, or something has to happen. But over here, just automatically by itself, the hefker comes back into his rishus. So we have over here, first we'll bring a rosh, the rosh, Avne Miluim, and Simon Chavches, Sivkotten Chav Zayin. He shtels on this sugya, and he brings a rosh in Lul HaGazel. So the rosh in Lul HaGazel is in Simon Lamed. Over there, he's discussing if somebody wants to be makne his lulav to somebody else in order for that person to be yaitze, because you need lachem, you need to own the lulav or the etzer that they're being yaitze with. So the Rosh over there says that you can do a matana al manas lahachzir. That's Alpi the Gemara says that, and the Rosh explains that a matana al manas lahachzir has to be that he gives him a matana gemura. Amenas, that after he's finished being yotze, he's makne the esrog back to the makne, back to the original owner. But not that he gives him a matana, amenas, that when he's finished using the esrog, so the kinyan's going to automatically be paka, and the esrog will go back, meaning it's like a kinyan lizman, that the kinyan ends after he's finished being yotze with the esrog. Because the Rosh says if he does that, so then it's not a kinyan. It's not a chalais kinyan, rather we don him like a shoyel. It's like he's using his chayfetz. Because a kinyan lizman is not a full-fledged kinyan. but rather it's viewed as some sort of like a kinyan peiros, like the person that is koine the esrog. It's not that the esrog becomes his legamre, but rather the esrog is just his for this. He has the schus to use the ishtamshus of the esrog, but that it's not his legamre, and therefore doesn't have a din of lechem. Pashas the Rosh understands that if you would give him a full fledged kinyan, the whole entire esrog would become his. The goof and the ishtamshus and the peiros and everything would become his. It wouldn't be shaykh for that kinyan to be paka, bichdi, to just stop and go back automatically to the bailam. The only way to do that, says the Rosh, is to give him a full-fledged kinyan, a menas, that he gives it back to him. But to give him a ishtamshus for a certain amount of zman, it's not shaykh to say, you have the full ishtamshus, it's 100% yours, but at this time, can it come back to me? No. If it's going to come back automatically, the only way for him to succeed in making such a chalois would be that he only gives him a shchus ishtamshus, in which case he only has a din of a shoyel, and that's not enough to have a din of a lechem. The Avdei Miluim there is Moir, that has that shtim l'chay with our Rosh over here. Over here, the Rosh seems to say lehedya, that din hefker is not like that. Even though he's mafker the chayfetz, the chavis can come back to him after the zman is over. Another kasha that he's more there is the Ran brings b'shem the ra'ah and gittin daf pei gimel there. The Gemara has an iboy. If somebody says hayoyim I at ishti, he gives his wife a get. Today he says you're not my wife. Well, u'machar at ishti, and tomorrow I want you to be my wife again. Meaning he wants the get to be chal just for today. The Gemara comes out kevin de paska. Well, even though he stipulated that he wants the get only to be chal for one day, once the get is chal, the get can't come backwards. On that Gemara, the Ran brings a ra'ah. He says, from here we learn, somebody says here, take this field, the whole thing is yours, the guf ha-peiros, the peiros of the peiros, everything is yours, just for one day. It's his forever. So the Ran says lehedia. From b'shem the ra'ah. That who did the gabi dini mamonis? Just like by get, it's not shaykh to make a get chal for one day. So to a dini mamonis, it's not shaykh for a Kenyan mamon to be chal for one day. And that also avin milum is more from our Gemara. That it seems from our Rosh over here that appear the Gemara that it is shaykh a Kenyan hefker to be chal for one day. And then the Avin Milum is mechalik, very geschmack. That over here, our Braisa is going either according to Rabbi Yossi or according to Rabban. We're going to see in the Hemshev Gemara. But either way, the Tan of the Braisa holds that the person who's mafkir, his karka, has the yichelos to be choizer on the Maisa Hefker. You can change his mind. Even within the year, he's mafkir his chavis for a year. He can say within the year, even though many months pass by, he can say I'm choizer, and it can come back to him. From there, it's mavur that calls man that nobody came and was zeiche in his made a kinyan in the karka. It's still his. Meaning, like we had earlier on, libud Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yochanan holds a libud Rabbi Yosi that any time a person's mafkir anything, the chavis remains his and his reshus until somebody else comes and makes a kinyan in it. So says the Avdei Miluim over here, it makes sense. Over here, we understand that the chavis can come back after the zman, after the year or the shavu or the month is over. It can come back full fledged into his reshus, and the din hefker could be paka because it never really left his reshus. Masha Ein Kein and the other marmakomis that we brought, where he's makne for one day the goof and the peiros. So for that one day, nothing's his. For the one day that he gives a get to an ishtai, for that one day, she's not his wife. So how does she come back? And the only way for him, the only way for her to be his wife again is to make another Maisa Kedushin. Well, then the only way for him to be koine the karka is to make a kinyan again on the karka. But it can't just come back automatically. Mashenkin over here, we hold this Tana of the Braisa holds that the karka never left his shoes. The male is not shver that the karka can come back to him at the end of the zman. It's also mavur in this Rosh, another very, very chosh of a halacha. The Rosh is mashma, very stark, that if somebody makes a kinyan within the day, within the month that he made the chalais hefker for, the person owns that chayfiz lo'ilam. And we don't say that after the zman of the hefker, it passes, that the kinyan of the kohen is paka and it goes back to the original bailam. The Rosh is mashma like that, because Rosh says, v'acha hazman hazeh im lo yizke bo'yodom ti'i yashalik kibetchilam. It's mashma that only if somebody else is not coin it, only then does it become his again. But if somebody else would come and be coin it, so then the chavis doesn't come back to him at all. Which is a fascinating halacha, because if he only made hektish for a day or for 2 days, how's it, if he only made hefker for a day or 2 days, how's it shaykh for somebody to chap a kinyan lo'ilam into such a chavis? Maisa, the Rashash has a kasha on the Rosh from the Gemara earlier on. The Mishnah says in the Dorim, the third paragraph of the Dorim, somebody's makdish, hare netiyus ha'elu korban im eina niktosais. Somebody's makdish trees if they're not cut. So the Gemara explains of chavches on babes. The Gemara brings a machloikas barpada and ula. Barpada says, podon chayzus calls man that the tears are still planted. If he's poed to them, the kedusha comes back. Aji iktetsu until he cuts it down, because that's the time that he allotted for the kedusha. Niktetsu, once he cuts it down, poedan pamachas v'dayoy, he has to make a pidyon. Once he makes a pidyon, now the kedusha's bottle. V'ula omar kevan sheniktetsu shuv ein poedan. Ula holds, once he cuts it down, since that was the time that he allotted for the kedusha, so he doesn't have to be pointed now. The second he cuts it, the kedusha's pocket right away. So he has a machlekes, which is very very nogei arsugi in the lamdas machlekes bar pada and ula. If it's a shaya for the kedusha to be pocket by itself, does he have to make a pidyon? He allotted a certain amount of time for the kedusha. Here it wasn't an amount of time in days or months. It was a matter of time in a certain event happening. But in any case, he said that when that event happens, the kedusha will be paka. And you have a machlekes bar pada and ula whether or not the kedusha comes off. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Hamnuna, kedusha shebehen leichen halcha. The Gemara is asking a kasha on the Manda Amar that holds that the kedusha goes off by itself. The Gemara is asking, how could the kedusha go off? Where does the kedusha go? The Rashash points out that even Barpada, who holds that you have to make a pidyon in order for Kedusha to come off, it's dafka because he made a chalois din hektish. But Luyitzu is just dog, just a kinyon, or just a maisa hefker. Then even Barpada would agree that once the time ended for the allotted kinyon, it goes back to where the kedusha goes off. It goes back. He becomes the bailam again. And over here, it's very similar to our sugya, because over there he's makdish the chevet. Being makdish the chevet is similar to being makdish the chevet to somebody else for a certain amount of time. And still, we see, even though he was makdish the chevet to somebody else, he was makdish the chevet to hekdish. Still, when that time comes that he's koitetz the ilan, according to Ula, miyad the chevet comes back to him, and according to Pada, he needs a special pidyon. But that's what Rashi says is only because he made hekdish. But in kinyonim, if he's mafkir the chevet, then somebody else makes a kinyon in it. So how is it shy for him to make a kinyon in the chevet longer than the chalais hefker was for? When the chalais hefker was over, so immediately the chevet should have to come back to him. Rashash answers that we learn from hefker. Hefker is very, we learn hefker, the Gemara Yishami learns that hefker from Shemitah. Shemitah, Rashash says, is very similar to this. We see this musig in Shemitah. Because by Shemitah, what happens? The Torah says, for one whole year, your karka is hefker. And then during that year, it's pashut. Everybody agrees that anybody who comes on the field can make a kinyan, can be zeiche in any of the peres, and that pri that he's zeiche in is his forever. We don't say that you're zeiche in the apples from the field, and then when Shemitah's over, the apple goes back to be the original bialo. Of course not. It's his forever. Even though the original chalais hefka was only for a year. It says the Rishash, you see in the parasha of Shemitah, this yisoid, that even though the Shemitah, the hefka of the Shemitah was only for a lot of time, but the kinyan that could be chal within that time can go on forever. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chuvas, Madua Kamasim Kuf Mem Hei, he brings another Maramakum where we see Mamish this Yisoid from the Tur and Simin Reish Mem Vav in Hilchas Shabbos, Nor Chaim, where he's talking about the din of Shvisas Behemtoi. On Shabbos is a halacha, it's an Isser Deiraisa for a person's behema to do malacha on Shabbos. So the halacha is, what if somebody wants to rent out or to lend out his behema to a goy wants to rent his behema, and the goy wants to do Chrish on Shabbos. He wants to do malacha. So the Tur brings a Shita Rabbeinu Peretz that says that he should be mafkir the behema for Shabbos. He should be mafkir the behema for Shabbos. And then since on Shabbos it's not his behema anymore, so there's no din of Shvisa, there's no iser for him of Shvisa's behema because it's not considered his behema. It's mevur there in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef there is trying to explain why what he should do in order to make sure that during that Shabbos of Hefker, no goy will come and be kind to his behema. It's mevur in the Beis Yosef that if a goy would come to make a kinyan in the behema during the time of Shabbos when he was mafkir the behema, so it would become his forever. even though he was only mafkir the behemoth for one day. But Kiva Eger there is matmiya. He says he doesn't understand. Mamar speaks out this kasha. He doesn't understand me. Manavshach. If the hekdesh is only, if the hefker was only for one day, how is it shaykh for someone to be koine l'oilam? And if it is shaykh for him to be koine l'oilam, so why, how could it be that the hek, that the din hefker is paka after Shabbos is over? Manavshach. If there's an ending point to the hefker, so then it should end even after somebody's koine. And if there's no ending point to the hefker, meaning somebody can be kainit and it's his forever. So then why is it that if no one's kainit, why is it that it comes back to him? Kiva Eger is matmiya, and he says, achidish atzum, he's machadish, that there really is no such thing at all of hefker lizman. The whole thing, whenever the Gemara talks about hefker lizman, what's really happening, it's a hefker le'oilam, he's being mafker the chavit le'oilam, but only al tnai, that somebody comes and makes a kinyan in it, before the zman that he allots, dahainu. If somebody says he's mafkir his behema for 3 weeks, really what he means is, in lomdus, he means that he's mafkir his behema forever. Al tnai that in the next 3 weeks, somebody comes and make a kinyan in it. But if somebody doesn't make a kinyan in it, so then he's not mafkir his behema at all. And lemafreya, the din hefker is paka, and it's as if he was never mafkir his chavit at all. That's why, if somebody comes and makes a kinyan in it, so it's his forever. Because since the tznai was mekuyim, that somebody came and made a kinyan in the behema, so the tznai was mekuyim and made of the maises kaim, the hainu, then he was mafkir the behema lo'ilam. But if somebody doesn't come and make a kinyan in it within the 3 weeks, so made of the tznai's bottle, made of the maises bottle, and the hefker's paka. That's what he says. That's what Kiva Eger says. Reb Shimon Shkop and Simon Chof Dalad in Ar Masechta is Matmiya on Kiva Eger. How could it be that that's the lumdus of Hefker Lizman? Im Kain, how is he Marviach the din of Shvisus Behemta? Because it comes out that if a goy or somebody doesn't come and make a kinyan on the behemah during that time of Shabbos, it comes out that Lamafreya, he was never mafkir the behemah in the first place. And he came out that Lamafreya, he ended up doing an Isra on Shabbos. He was over the Isra deraisa of Shvisus Behemta. Reb Shimon goes on to explain Mamish al derech, we said before from the Rashash. He just says over that we learned from Shemitah that it's shaykh for a person that even though the zman of the hefker is only for 2 days or 3 days, still it's shaykh within that zman for someone to go ahead and make a kinyan lo'ilam, like we find from Shemitah. He explains al pi darkoi that we mentioned before in the previous shir, the longest of hefker according to Reb Shimon is that the chalois hefker is a chalois that anybody's allowed to do what he wants with the shevet. That's the immediate nafkamina, the din of hefker is that it's a chalois din in the chayfetz that allows anybody to be shoylet and decide what they want to do with the chayfetz, to be coin it or to destroy it, whatever they want to do with it. Mela, that din hefker bumps away his chalois and his shlit over the chayfetz. So Mela, Reb Shimon explains, just because he loses his shlita and his ability to be shoylet and to decide what happens with the chayfetz, it doesn't mean that his kinyan is completely bottle. Just le'inyan the right to be the bailim and to decide who gets the chayfetz and to whom to be makna the chayfetz to, le'inyan that, he loses his bailus. So therefore, when he's makna the chayfetz for 2 or 3 days, Zotim Shimon, he's really saying, within those 2 or 3 days, I have no shlita or bias over the chavitz anymore. And therefore, that gives the right, that gives the chaylis for anybody to come and make any type of kinyan they want in the chavitz for those days. For those days, he has no bias at all over the chavitz, legabe, what other people decide to do with the chavitz. But he's still a bailim, legabe, that after those days are over, the chavitz can come back to him in full reshus, and it's not doime to what we brought before from the Ran, Mishem the Ra'ah, that came into Paska, meaning that's, he's coming to Mamash from the Yashiv Kivegas Kasha. How do you have these two, L'chor, these two Musagim are soyser each other? How could it be the Chavetz comes back to him? Mitzad Sheini, somebody can come and make a kinyan L'Oilam. He's explaining that the Chavetz comes back to him because he still has Shaykhis to the Chavetz. The Chavetz isn't Legamre, not his. Just Le'inyan, his Shlita and his ability to decide what, who gets to own this chayfetz? Like that, he loses his kinyan, he loses his bailus. But Mela, because he doesn't have that shlita of the next few days, so during the time of the hefkras, anybody can come and make a full-fledged kinyan in the chayfetz, because he doesn't have the bailus, which he needs to prevent somebody from making a kinyan in the chayfetz. But the second that zman passes, Mela the chayfetz comes back to him, because he always retained a mitzvah's bailus over the chayfetz, even during the zman of the hefker. We're going right down the Gemara Be'ezus Hashem. The Gemara says, Reisha Rabbanan Sefer Rabbi Yossi. So this is the first way the Gemara tries to miyash of the Reisha and the Sefer. The Gemara is suggesting that the Reisha is the Rabbanan, and that's why after 3 days passes, he can't be Chayzer anymore, because the Rabbanan hold that once he's Mafka the Chayvet, it's no longer in his Rishus. Mashenke, the Sefer holds that even after 3 days passes, until somebody else comes makes a kinyan in the chayvetz, he can be koin in it, because that's a sheet of Rabbi Yossi, which we explained earlier on. Rabbi Yochanan said the pshat and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah that holds that it's usur for the madir to be mafkir his food in order for the muda to eat it, even if he's in trouble, is because Rabbi Yossi holds that kol zman that nobody comes and makes a kinyan in it, the chayvetz remains in the shus of the mafkir, and therefore it comes out that the madir is being directly mahane the mudar. So mela, that's our miyashiv, the brice of the rishas, the rabban of the sefer. Ula says, the Gemara continues, Amar Ula, Seifa Nami Rabbanan hi. The Seifa is also the Rabbanan. Ihachi, Amai Ad Shaloi Zachaba, Bein Hu, Bein Achi Yachal Achzer Boy. If it's the Rabbanan, so why does he have the Yichailis to be Chayzer on the Hefker? However, Eloi Shamanu that he could do that according to Rabbanan. Shiny Shana Vishavu, the Loi Shechichu. A week and a month is different because it's not common. The Ran here is the Machlekes Rishonim, trying to understand what the Pshat in Ula is. The Ran over here explains that there's an umdo, make an umdo on the das of the person who's making this Maisa Hefker, that since he attached an amount of zman, a certain amount of time, to his Maisa Hefker, so that shows that he it's an umdina b'daitoi, that he doesn't really want to completely separate from the chayfetz, and therefore even though he was mafkirit, so the chayfetz is still attached to him in a way, very similar, exactly the Ran says, what Rabbi Yossi holds, by kol hefker, by shar hefker, that when he's mafkir the chayfetz, it remains in his rishus until somebody else is zoich in it. Rabbanan are moide, that when he says a zman, when he attaches a zman to the hefker, so the chayfetz remains in his rishus until somebody else comes and he's zeich in it. Mail over here, it stems even the Rabbanan, because he said it a certain amount of time. And the Mefaresh over here is Mavur, that it's only a Takana de Rabbanan. That really means the Raisa, even when he says a certain amount of time, and he goes back and he's zoich in it, he's potter from Trubas and Maishas, because it's as if he's being coined from Hefker. There's no such thing as being choizer from high Hefker coined to Rabbanan. Midir Rabbanan, because he said a strange type of Hefker, that he attached a certain amount of time to the Maisa Hefker, the Rabbanan made a takana that he can be choizer ad kadek somebody else comes and makes a kinyan in it. The Karen Oyer speaks out that afkamina between the Ran and Rashi is, can somebody take these peiris and use them to be mafish on something which is chayiv and shumas and maishas mina Torah. We know, we're going to see later on in the sugya, that there's a klal that you're not allowed to be mafish mina chiv al abtur or mina abtur al chiv. You can't take something which is only chayiv mida rabbanon and use it as truma to pater tevel of something which is tevel mida raisa, and who is in the opposite. So over here, according to the Mefarish, that mida raisa, it's pater, it's only chayiv and shumas and maishas, it's only tevel mida rabbanon, he can't use these peiris to pater off another tevel which is chayiv mina Torah, and according to the Ran, he could. The Achroinim ask a kasha, how according to Ula, that the Rabbanon hold that by Hefkel Zman, it's the Chavitz remains his until somebody else is zoich in it. How are we miyashev the Simon and Reish Mem Vav we mentioned before, that the Rishon, the Tor brings from Beinu Peretz, that if somebody rents his behemah to a goy for Shabbos and he doesn't want to be over the Isra of Shvisa's behemtoy, he should be mafkir his behemah for Shabbos. According to Ula, it comes out that shouldn't help, because since he's only being mafkir his behemah for a small amount of time, so we say during that time period the behemah is still his, and if the behemah is still his, so that he didn't succeed in patering himself from the Isra of Shvisa's behemtoy, because the behemah is his b'shas the work. So how does it work? So Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosher, Shar Hey Per Chav Gimel. He suggests two possible terutzim. The first terutz, he says, it could be that the Isra of Shvisa Behemta is Dafka when the Behemah goes from the Rishus of the Yisrael to the Rishus of the Goy, Baderech She'ela, the Hain of the Goy is a Shoyel on the Behema, and he's using the Behema on Shabbos, or the Goy is a Soicher on the Behema, and he's using the Behema to do work for him on Shabbos. But if the Kinyan went from the Yisrael to the Goy Ayedeg, a Kinyan of Hefker, the Hainu, the Goy was kind of the Schus Ishtamshus for that day of Shabbos, Ayedeg being Zeicher mina Hefker, even though the Hefker came directly from the Yid, because the Yid owned the Behema until the Goy was coining it. On that, there's no Isra of Shvisas Behemtoy. He asks a few kashas on this Mahalach, Ein Sham. I want to speak about the other Terutim first. He brings another Teretz there, that if you look inside the Ran, it's a very, very geshmaka Teretz. The Ran's Mavur, that the whole reason why we say that it's his until somebody else is zoiche in it, is because of the umdan that we make bedaita. We make an umdan in his das, that since he said only for a year, only for a month, he wants that the chevetz remains his until somebody else makes a kinyan in it. But Shagan over here, there's no umdana like that. Fakert. The umdana is fakert. Over here, his whole purpose of being mafkin, the behemoth of the Shabbos, is merely just so that he could get out of the iso she's a behemtai. So there's an umdana fakert over here. The here, Bedavka wants the chavit to be legamre out of his reshus until somebody else comes and makes a kinyan on it. The mele, there's no kasha b'chlal on ula from that halacha. The Karen Oira also shtells on this kasha. The Karen Orna answers that the whole din that the chayfetz remains in the reshus of the owner until somebody else comes and is coin in it. It comes from Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan explained the pshat in Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah that the madi is not allowed to be mafkir his food in order for the muta to come eat it is because the hefker remains bereshus by love until somebody comes and makes a kinyan in it. On that, we're saying now that Ula is saying that the Rabbanan are moide to Rabbi Yossi b'ki hai gavna when they make a certain amount of zman on the nether. Zok to Karen Oira, but Lafi Rava, if you remember, was chaylik on Rabbi Yochanan. Rava said the pshat in Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is because of Gzeiras Matanos Beis Chayrin, that we're choishish that somebody would give a Matanos Beis Chayrin, which is a Mishnah of Mem Chesed Darim, that says that if somebody gives a Matana to somebody and he says Lahedia, that I'm only giving you this in order that my father can come eat with me at the Chasna because he's a Mudu Hanami many, so that the Matana is bottle. So Rabbi Yossi was choishish that if we allow somebody to be Mafkir the Mammon in order for somebody else, for the Muda to come and eat it or be Nene from it, we're choishish that he's going to come do the next step and speak out Lahedia exactly why he's being mafkir, just so that he can come and feed the muda the mammon. So but even if you're Rabbi Yossi, Rava holds, the mammon leaves the reshus of the mafkir when he makes the chavetz hefker. So Mela, according to Rava, there's no such musik like this. Even Rabbi Yossi himself doesn't hold to that. So Vada, we're not going to say that the Rabbanan, when they make a neder, when they make something hefker for a zman, they're moided to Rabbi Yossi. There is no Rabbi Yossi for them to be moided to. But Mela, according to Rava, the whole din falls away. It's not true anymore that the Rabbanan hold that the chavetz is still his until somebody else comes and makes a kinyan in it. And we pass it like Rava. Karen Ari says we pass it like Rava, and therefore it stems with the halacha of the Torah and Reish Mem Vav. The Gemara continues, Reish Lakish Amar, Mid the Seifa Rabbi Yossi, Reish Nami Rabbi Yossi. Reish Lakish says Faker. Since the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi, because he's allowed to be Chayzer until somebody is Zeicher in the Chayvet, so too the Reish is also Rabbi Yossi. The Reisha Hainu Taima, so why in the Reisha can he not be Chayza after 3 days? The Loili Shtakach Teiras Hefker. We don't want to forget Teiras Hefker. The Ran explains that if we allow him to be always be Chayza for as long as he wants, people are going to think that really they were kind of the Chayvat as a Matana. They weren't really kind of from Hefker. And they're going to think that they're Chayiv and Chumas and Maisers. And they're going to use this to be Pater on something else, which is chayiv, even though really this is potter. They're not going to succeed in pottering it because, like we said, you can't potter mina ptur al hachiv. Ihachi, the Gemara asks, afilu miyom harishay nami lavi hefker. Even from the first day, if you're afraid of forgetting Torah's hefker, so why did you give him 3 days? Even right away, we should say he can't be chayzer. Omer Rabba b'bnei haramayim de mafkirin v'hajin b'hon. Because of the Ramayim that they mafka there, they're mafka there in a chasin just in order to patter themselves from Trumas and Maestras. And therefore, we can't let him be chayzer within 3 days. The Ran explains because we're afraid that really he doesn't even mean to be mafka the mammon. So we're afraid that if we let him be koine the nechasim within 3 days, so he's not really being koine from hefker because he really wasn't mafker them at all. So we make him wait 3 days, and we say that after 3 days, if still he left the nechasim in a matzav of hefker, so he really really meant it, and now we're not afraid anymore for somebody else to come be koine be zeichin them anymore. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, aval diraisa lehavi hefker. Here's the Gemara's kasha. This is a very gishmak sugya. We'll start with the shita of the Ran. The Ran explains the Gemara's kasha like this: that according to Rabbi Yossi, after 3 days, the halacha is that he can no longer be chayzer anymore. Which means midiraisa, before Chazal came and tampered with the din, if he would be chayzer after 3 days, the mammon would be go back to him, and it's as if it was never hufkar at all. And if somebody would try to make a kinyan on it, he wouldn't succeed in making a kinyan; it wouldn't be his. After Chazal came in and interfered, even though the Bailam changed his mind, still he's going to come. The koin is going to come and succeed in being zeich in the chayvah, then it's going to become his. So really, midiraisa, this karka is chayiv in chumas and maisers because he wasn't really koin at mina hefker. So Chazal, when they made this new din that he could be koin it from a hefker, zut the Ran chiddush otzum, which we're going to see the achrayim still on this chiddush. The Ran says even though Chazal have a din of hefker based in hefker, still they didn't want to use their din to pater off a chiv deraisa of trumas and maisers. Therefore, they said that even though they're being mafkir against the will of the original bialin, they're being mafkir his sodeh, still midah Torah, there's a chiv trumas and maisers on the person that's koinet. We're going to speak out what's tremendously shver with this, but that's what the Ran says. And therefore, the person that's koinet, he's going to say, Mistama mina Torah, really, I'm potter from Trumas and Maestros. Because I was koinet from Hefker. He thinks he was koinet from Hefker. Why are they telling me that I'm chayiv in Trumas and Maestros? That's only midir Rabbanon. So he's going to think that it's only the Dindir Rabbanon, and he's going to use it to potter up something which is only chayiv midir Rabbanon. For example, an atzitz chain in Nokuf. A pot that doesn't have any holes in it is only chayv and chumas and maisers midir rabbanon, and he's going to use this to pater off that, or he's going to use that to pater off this, and that doesn't work because it's using because that's a chiv al abtur abtur al chiv. Mele, the Gemara is asking we should be choshish for that, which the Gemara answers. Lemele, we're going to tell him damrile ki maasarta asar menei obey. Just take maaser from this on this. Don't use the pater other things. It seems to be mavur in this Ran that even though Chazal instituted the din of Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, and they were mafker the nechasim against the will of the Bailim, still, when the person comes and he's koine them, we don't say that he's potter from Meister. Even though midaraisa, anything at Hefker, is potter from Trumas and Meisters, somehow Chazal were able to be mafker his nechasim, and at the same time say that min ha-Torah you're still chayv in Trumas and Meisters. On this, the Achroinim ask a few kashas. We start with the Merumah Yisada. Merumah Yisada has a kasha from a Gemara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Vav that an Esrog Bas Shishis, an Esrog that was Choynet, that it started to bud in the 6th year, the height of the 6th year of the Shemitah cycle, Shenichnasa L'Shvius, and then it continued growing into the 7th year, Ptura Min HaMeiser Uptura Min HaBir. It's Potter from Trumas and Meisers, and it's also Potter from Bir. That means there's no Chumra of Bir Meisers, meaning we don it like a 6th year fruit, because it started growing in the 6th year, so we don it like a 6th year fruit. What if it's a 7th year fruit that grows into the 8th year? So again, it's potter from meiser, and it's chayev in beer. Amar lei Abaye. Abaye said, "Bishlam seifa lichumre." I understand why you're being machmir in the seifa. Rashi explains that the first case of the reisha, and this together with the last two cases, which we're calling the seifa, we can explain very well. Even though they seem to be soiser each other, we still understand. I'll explain why are they soiser each other. Because the seifa says bashvi shenichas al shminis ptura mina meiser, which means that we treat it like a 7th year fruit. V'chayev es bebir. Again, it means we're treating it like a 7th year fruit. Since it's a 7th year fruit, that means it's a shmita esreg. Therefore, we say that it's potter from meiser because it's hefker. Anything that's hefker is potter from meiser. All perish shvius is all potter from meiser because they're hefker. And who did it? It's chayev in beer. We understand that together with the first din of the reisha that says, bashishish, nichnas al shvius, is ptura mina meiser. Why is it Ptura Mina Meiser? So we explain because they're over there, we're being machmir, that maybe Legabi and Esrog, we treat an Esrog like a Yerek. An Esrog does not have a din of a fruit, has a din of a Yerek. And we go Basa Lakita, not Basa Chanata. That's when we pick the fruit. So since we pick the fruit, Bashana Shvis, so we have to pater it for Meiser because we're going to be machmir and give it a din of Kedusha Shvis. And whatever is Kedusha Shvis, Al Korchach, we have to say that it's pater for Bina Meiser. On that, Tosfos explains what we just spoke out. Tosfos says, why is the Gemara calling that a chumra? It says, potter mina meiser. We're being machmir, that maybe we go basar chanata, and maybe this fruit that started growing in the sixth year, and was only picked off the tree in the seventh year, maybe we go basar when we pick it off the tree, and it should have a din of a pri of shvius. So therefore, potter mina meiser. Potter mina meiser is a kula, not a chumra. Tosfos explains, no, the chumra is that we give it a din of a pre shel shvius. And the mela, once we say it's a pre of shvius, even though we're only doing it l'chumra, but the pre becomes hefker automatically. The pre is hefker. It's a pre of shvius. It's hefker. Once we say it's hefker, we can't help but saying that it's potter mina meiser. It has to be potter mina meiser. We can't say it's hefker and it's not potter mina meiser. Even though the din of hefker is michtoich achumra, still we can't fall off that and say, yeah, but it's going to be chayv and meiser. Once something is hefker, automatically it's potter for meiser. When we start to ask, how does that stem with this run? Rebbe Chanan in Kevet Shiurim Chelik Beisim in Yud Dalet, he stels also on this shayla, and he's mechadish a yisoid godol to explain this and a few other sugyas as well. He says that it's shaykh for chazal, for shaykh for a person to be mafkir something lichatsoin, which means he can say that even though I'm making this chayf, it's hefker, but I'm only making it hefker legabe the dine mumnes shiboy. Legabe the fact that everything that's hefker is also potur mina meiser, legabe the ptur meiser, it's not hefker. Which we would have thought is paradoxical. We would have thought that's impossible. Once something is hefker in mumminus, memele it becomes hefker. Memele it's potter mina meiser. The two things are mamish tali haba. But he explains that you can split it. You can make that the hefker is chal le'inyin the mummin, but le'inyin the ptur meiser, it's not, even though the ptur meiser is totally on the din hefker, but you can split the din hefker and say it's only hefker legabe the mummin of shavoy, but not legabe the ptur of meiser. And he brings another dugma to this, a half of the tushdel. He brings from the Gemara in Gittendaf, Memzayin Amabez. There, there's a sugya of whether or not Yesh Kinin La'akum Lafkiya Mina Trumas and Maishas. And there's a Rashi over there that says, Dibur Maskom Midurisa Loi. Rashi says, V'i ain Kinin La'akum Lafkiya Mikdushosa. If a kinyan of a goy cannot be mafkia the kedusha, and there is still a chi of chumas and maestras, havila le'inyan kedushasa birishus Yisrael, Rashi says. The words of Rashi. Rashi is saying that the mandarma that holds ain kinyan la'akum lafkia mikdushasa means if a goy owns karka in Eretz Yisrael, so the karka is still chayv in chumas and maestras. Rashi says the pshat is that even though the goy owns the land, Rashi says, le'inyan the kedusha, he doesn't own it. The yid retains the bailis of the karka, le'inyan the kedusha, which is chal on the land. Rav Chanan says, from this Rashi, we learn two big yisoides. The first yisoid is that everybody agrees that a kinyan of a goy, be'etzem, is mafkiya the kedusha. Even the mandamah that holds ain kinyan la'akum, lafkiya mikdushasa holds, the kinyan, the bailis of a goy, is a siva for the kedusha and the land to be paka and to pata from chumas and maestras. Just this mandamah holds that when you're makna your field to the goy, you're not makna him that klape the din kedusha, you're not makna him the land. You're meshayer for yourself. The yid is meshayer for himself. Kiilu, abstractly speaking, a chelik in the karka, ligabi the kedusha. So we see here as well, it's not enough that even though the kinyan of the goy is goyrim, the hafkas kedusha in the land, it's not enough the goy just makes a mamonistic kinyan in the land. He has to own the land, not only legabi the dini mamonish shaboy, he has to own the land also legabi the kedusha shaboy. So the Mela, we can split it and say that even though he's the Bailam of the land, Lagabi the Mammon, but not Lagabi the Kedusha. Rechonon says that's Mamish, and not Mamish is exactly the same idea as what we're saying over here, that even though the Din Hefker is Mechayiv, that's the Siba for the Ptur and Meiser, but we can split it and say that the Kark has a Din Hefker, Lagabi the Mammon, but still Lagabi the Din of the Ptur from Chumas and Meisers, we can say there's no Ptur. And that's Pshat over here in the Ram. One last Hezbollah will speak out in the run before we run out of time. The Kilis Yankov in the Darm Simon Chof Tess explains that there's two ways for Bezdin to be mafker somebody's mammon. They can do it with the classic din of Hefger Bezdin Hefger, and on that there's no psharis. Once they're mafker someone's mammon, it becomes potter from a meiser, and that's not what the run's talking about over here. What the run means over here is Chazal can also, besides being mafker someone's mammon, they can make a takanas chachomim. He said, just like any takanas chachamim, just like any time Chazal make any gzeira not to eat oif and cholov, or any gzeira Chazal make, and we're mechuyev to follow it because of the din of like sosur, we're mechuyev to follow all the gzeiras of Chazal. So it's over here, Chazal can say they're being mafkir plonies in the chosim, and anybody can come take it. That he says is only a din drabanan. That's what the Ran means over here. That's why midaraisa he's still chayev in chumas and maisras because they did not actually use the din of hefker. But Avada, if they would use the din of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, says Kfilas Yaakov, it's Poshet that Minatari that he potter from Chubas and Maishas Lagamre.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.